If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com. Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
There's been shocking allegations that have come out against Diddy in some of these civil suits. And of course, Diddy has completely denied all of it and even, you know, insulted and said horrible things about the alleged victims in some of these cases, either before settling or after settling or just flat out denying that any of these things are ever true whatsoever. It's all a witch hunt. They all want to get his money. And then the video comes out of Cassie being beat at the Intercontinental Hotel in the hallway. And what we saw in that video pretty much describes word for word exactly what was in her civil suit that was settled. And then, of course, Diddy has to kind of own up to something. And here's what he said.
I mean, I hit rock bottom, but I made no excuses. My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. Disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now. I went and I sought out professional help. I had to go into therapy and go into rehab. Had to ask God for his mercy and grace. I'm so sorry. But I'm committed to be a better man each and every day. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm truly sorry.
He's disgusted then. He's disgusted now. That didn't really feel like a man who was ever really disgusted. It feels like he kind of got caught.
Yeah, he got caught. And I mean, so a couple things in there. First, I think how accurately the video portrayed the testimony that the victim had gives a lot of credibility to every other victim.
Exactly.
Huge. In other words, there was no, you know, there's no inflation of truth or exaggeration. It was very spot on.
It was.
Him there in that video, there's been a lot of analysis by a lot of different people on it. I keep things very, very simple. I think what he's saying is true. And I think he just gave a full admission of guilt for everything he's ever done.
Yeah. Without thinking he was doing it, though. I don't think he consulted an attorney before that video. At least
no,
if he did.
That's why I said that. That video is really damning, isn't it? He just said, yep, I'm a bad person. I'm a bad guy. I went to counseling, went to therapy. And the interesting thing is I'm not asking for forgiveness. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you ask for forgiveness? But okay, I get it. You're trying to own your own behavior after you got caught.
Caught, yeah.
But you just completely admitted that you're a bad person and did all those things.
That's my thought on the whole damn thing. Like this video, that his apology that I think he thought was going to garner him some sort of sympathy or understanding is going to be one of the bigger nails in the coffin. Because you're exactly right. It pretty much validates all the other accusations, at least in Cassie's suit, for being accurate. But if you look at the other cases, all filed separately, all different people, all different situations, they all accuse him of the same sort of behavior. He's got a thing for stomping on women. We saw that in the video. We see that in most of these other cases and other horrible things that he does.
The interesting thing also is I'm always looking at the focus of the words. Mm-hmm. Are the focus of the words on self or on others? Because
mm-hmm.
those that are in service to others, the focus, and we've said this with Diddy before.
Yeah.
You know, he said he's donated a lot of money to charity or he's done a lot of good things for others. But in all his statements are, look what I've done, look what I've done, look what I've done. In this case, too, did he focus on the victim and how he wronged the victim? It was atrocious how I treated you. You didn't deserve this kind of things in your life. I broke your trust. In other words, there was not one mention of her. It was me. Look at me. Poor me. So again, the self-centeredness focus of even an apology where you're not even acknowledging what you inflict on others, but only in terms of yourself, that just kind of shows where the balance of the dichotomy between self and others is.
I think he's one of the extreme narcissist types where he's incapable of feeling remorse, empathy. He knows like it probably should be there. I think he's smart enough to, again, to read the tea leaves of society and what people are looking at and going, oh, they want me to feel this way, so I better kind of pretend I feel this way. But if you truly don't feel that way, you're never going to come across as being authentic.
Now, I'm gonna give a little twist here to it that I think, you know, that not everyone might like. And that is, his response to observing himself in those behaviors, I think he was accurate in how he loathed himself from seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But he only saw it in those moments. So I think he had enough self-awareness to actually see the truth and not deny what he saw in himself, and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
But he's still self-centered. He still can't get over it. But again, he seemed to really accept what he saw as, I'm a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really seemed to understand the context when it was thrown in his face. But boy, it took a lightning bolt in the face to kind of be forced to see it. As he admitted total guilt to all his behavior with every human being.
He did in that moment of making that video, but it's a narcissistic injury. And we know that they can't.
In that moment.
So in that micro moment, he may have done exactly what you just said, but that video was released a couple weeks ago now. I'm guessing he's probably found ways of justifying it in his mind to survive mentally.
So here's the narcissistic moment from it, is that he believed it in that moment, but because the way his mind works, I made amends through this video. I'm good to go now.
Yep.
We've moved on. Why can't we move on?
I said I'm sorry. Everybody just has to accept it.
Yep. Right.
And then if you don't, well, then I'm right. Yeah. It's his classic behavior.
And to him also, in the way not his mind necessarily, because I don't know his mind. Yeah. I don't know him. But in general, minds like this, they see themselves as the victim in this. Mm-hmm. And they they don't regard the law to them is a strange thing, because it's not the law, it's the Diddy way
or yeah.
my way, because they have life reps for long periods of time of the entire world going along with the Diddy way.
Yep.
So law, what law, 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 yeah. law, who's heard of law?
It's a mere suggestion to them.
Yeah.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.